Alderman Bob Bauman called on Milwaukee to act at a press conference Tuesday. He says the city received a ton of federal money more than two decades ago to build a downtown streetcar, but has not moved.
We have lost a purchasing power of $289 million in 1991 dollars. We've just wasted that money by indecision, by constant argument, by is the benefit enough, is the payoff big enough, and in the meantime, other cities just plow ahead.
According to Bauman, Milwaukee can afford the proposal on the table. He says, besides, Wisconsin's largest company, Johnson Controls, says it may move its headquarters downtown if the city approves the streetcar.
Potentially a 50-story building, 1.2 million square feet, probably 2,000 to 3,000 employees, where they want to see the growth in their corporate headquarters take place. That's economic development. That benefits the entire city through the increased tax base, which then is available for us to afford the services on the north side, the west side, the northwest side, the southwest side. That's how the city pays for the things our citizens expect from us.
Johnson Controls might not be the only company a streetcar would attract, according to Matt Dorner. He's Economic Development Director for the Milwaukee Downtown Business Improvement District.
Transits continue to be looked at as one of those sort of criteria if someone's making a decision on where they want to live or if they're going to move somewhere. You know, one of the key components is a well-connected transit system.
Yet some business groups, such as the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, have not taken a position in the streetcar debate. It notes that its members are divided. Some people are opposed, including Alderman Tony Zielinski. He says the project would not reach areas of the city in desperate need of development.
The thing that especially causes concern for me is we have the highest, if not one of the highest, African-American unemployment rates in the entire country. And where do we stick this development? That, according to the proponents, is going to spur development, not in the central city, instead of downtown, instead of providing it for the neediest people.
Zielinski adds that downtown is already in the midst of a building boom. Another opponent of the streetcar is Mike Crivello, president of the Milwaukee Police Association. He questions how the city can afford a rail project when it continues tightening its belt when it comes to services.
I'm afraid for our officers who so often have to ride one man, who so often are furloughed, for our officers that are working in an understaffed police force, of which seems to be shrinking year after year. Now, my challenge to the city was, if you're going to continue to furlough our officers, how are you going to build a streetcar?
While the Common Council is set to vote on the project today, three members are planning to use a procedural move to delay a decision until February 10th. Their goal before that time would be to collect enough signatures to force voters to choose in a referendum. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.